Look at you little city bitch. You're so curvy and cute and weak looking. Oh, it's kind of funny. You're laying there staring at me. You have all the right feminine features, but you're stuck with that useless dick between your legs. It makes me feel almost bad for you. After all, I mean, all of your nerves are all spread out, so it's not nearly going to be as good as the clit that I've got between my legs that I can rub and come over and over again without hurting any other parts of my anatomy, other than possibly scratching myself up a bit. No, it really is that much better to have a cunt, especially considering, that I don't have to worry about getting people pregnant, and all I have to do is take a little pill to make sure I never do. I bet you wish you had luscious lips as long and thick as mine to have of your own. I wish you wish that you could take a dick deep inside of you, have it thrust in you, or even maybe rub yours against mine or someone else's. I do have a bit of a fancy for pussy myself. I'm bisexual. Scissoring. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? I've only done it once. Interlocking your legs with mine, feeling the sweat running down them, the heat of my desire and yours. Rubbing our clits together, you'll feel little pulses of passion coming from the tip of it. A desire. Maybe we could even get a dual-sided dildo, slip it into one side, have them inserted into the other. Just moving back and forth, stimulating with the ribbed edges so that pulses of pleasure go shuddering down you until eventually the tension builds and builds and builds and explodes forward into a brilliant flashes of light and heat and color and pleasure. I could take you into stores even to help you pick out beautiful, cute dresses that you could wear around those hips, maybe even breasts. Pick out bras and lingerie and go parading around in it. You'd even be able to be turned on and be able to hide it. Seeing an acute, attractive girl or guy and feeling the dampness between your panties, but knowing that it'll never escape there. Coming home and slipping your fingers down underneath your pants and stroking your clit and your lips, maybe even getting curious enough to slip your own fingers inside, knowing that they almost feel as though they were something else, knowing that unlike stroking yourself, you can definitely feel the difference. It's almost wistful, to be honest, the envy in your eyes. It really is too bad that you don't have a cunt.